Tom Withers, Associated Press. Hey, Bron, how did these playoff first-timers do today?
I thought they were phenomenal. Starting with Kai, I think, he's our floor general. And, he set the tone early on with his ability to make shots, his ability to get in the lane. Obviously, he can shoot the ball extremely well. He was able to mix it up. Thought he was phenomenal. And, even with Kev's shot not falling early, I felt like just the rhythm that he was in and the aggressiveness he was in would pay off later for us. And he turned it, around in the second half. He's just very aggressive, getting the ball where he wanted, getting the touches where he wanted. When Kev shoots, 8 free throws, that lets me know he's very aggressive. And, for him to have a double-double tonight, those two guys, they succeeded, their first time being in the postseason.
Just a quick follow. Coach Blatt said at about 37-31, you kind of calmed everybody down. Did you sense guys were a little tight or pressing at that point?
No, I don't think tight. I just think the nerves. Our fans are very excited. Our fans are, very intense. And, for us as a ball club, we just have to just play the game. Not worry about what's going on. Don't worry about the refs. Either if you like a call or you don't like a call, it's not what it's about. It's about our game plan and how we can get better each possession. They were making a lot of shots early on. We felt like some plays didn't go our way, but you just got to maintain your game plan and go out and focus on the next possession. And I thought after that we did that.
LeBron, Brad Bournerville, Boston Herald here. Can you talk about Boston's start at the beginning and tell me about, when it got out to that 8-point lead, how much did it really kickstart you guys and get you guys going?
Well, I don't think we need a kickstart. It's the postseason. Teams are going to make plays. We just got to figure out how we can get a stop defensively and continue to execute offensively.
Kenny Rowe to WHBC Radio. Kyrie, for you, what is it about playing on the big stage that brings the best out of you?
You just think about the preparation, those big moments that you mentally put yourself in way before you play in them. And, it makes it easier for me when I have guys like this that have my back and are consistently giving me confidence every time out, every jump shot they're shooting or I'm shooting. It just makes my job to go out there easier and just be myself. And, first time we actually got together, it was the first thing. It's just that we got to consistently give each other confidence game to game. And now that's at the postseason, we just have to lift each other up every single game.
LeBron, follow up if I can. The bench today, can you just discuss a little bit about what they meant in this win?
For us, all we ask out of our bench is to defend and to give us high energy. And everything else is always extra credit for us. And for them, first of all, Double T always comes in with all the activity in the world. He gives us second possessions. He screens and rolls. He catches lobs. He does so many great things for us. And then Shump, he brings in another boat of energy. His defensive mentality, he'd guard 1-4. Whatever assignment that he has, he's going to lock in on that. And then Champ in Delhi, Champ comes in whenever you need him. It could be 1 second. It could be, 30 minutes. He's going to give us that ability to shoot the ball. And he's just a great mind. He know how to play the game. Delhi is, he's going to go 110%. And when he burns out, he's going to come out and he'll go back and give you 110%. He's not going to give you nothing less. I thought the most important guy off the bench tonight was Trix. Trix come in for those, those seconds at the end of the third and gets back-to-back steals, and those possessions, count, especially in the postseason where possession, is very important. He comes in and gets us 2 steals, and, in the start of the fourth, he sits right back down. That's just a true professional right there.
Nubias, Woolborn, Boston Globe. Kyrie, at the end of the second, quarter, you have the ball, 1-on-1, you're breaking down the dribble. What goes through your mind, how does that shot end up just going in, and how does that play end up working?
Oh, well, Delhi forced Isaiah into a tough shot. He had a great pull-up, and someone said a step-up in transition. I'm not too sure who, but they got me open. It's just me and Evan Turner. Just a big-time shot going into that half, but, without that screen, without our pace coming down, I wouldn't have got that shot.
Chris Ayan, Cleveland.com. Kev, this is your first postseason game. We heard Bron talk about it a little bit earlier, but struggled early on, but seemed like you got your rhythm. Can you explain just how the game went from you start to finish?
Yeah, can I get the NBA TV?
You
got to sneak in the boat, though.
I finally got a question, too, so I got a little hype. I'm going to make it count. Obviously, you know, coming into my first playoff game, it was, a little bit of just anxiousness. I don't think it was nerves. It was just so much excitement. The fans were great. They were waving the, you know, they were waving the shirts. They had the little red batons going, everything. So I think that really played into it. And, more than anything, I just want to stay aggressive, like LeBron said. And, you know, we've been drilling a lot the last few days. The preparation has been great. So just want to really get that second win and go out there and make a big impact. I think the second half, and really second quarter from there on, I felt like I kind of settled myself and was able to play my game.
Jason Lloyd, Akron Beacon Journal. Kevin, I was going to ask you that, but since you already covered that, LeBron, it seemed like you were really looking for Kevin early, even the first possession, trying to get the ball to him. 2 of 11 in the first half, you were tapping him on the shoulder, tapping him on the head. Was it? Did you make it a focus to try and specifically keep him involved, just knowing that you and Kyrie typically have the ball in your hands more than he does?
Well, I mean, this is very important that Kev stays involved. You know, for our ultimate goal, Kev has to be in a rhythm or at least touching the ball and feel like he's a part of what we're doing, which he is. But, you know, for me, I know I'm going to have the ball a lot. Kyrie's going to have the ball a lot. But I just try to find a way to get Kev touches, you know, and early on, if it's in the post or, you know, and I come off pick and rolls, and he's always kind of like between him and JR, they find themselves open on the weak side for those threes. So, you know, even though he was missing shots early, those were great shots, and he was very aggressive, and I wanted him just to stay with it, as one of our slogans, stay with it, and he did that in the second half, you know, getting down in the post, making a three as well, and, you know, it's huge for our team.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. For Kevin and Kyrie, the two of you have been asked this a couple times before today, but now that it's over, did you see anything different in LeBron? Was the intensity different? Did he surprise you at all? And then LeBron, how much energy did you put into getting the guys who had never done this before in the playoffs, getting them to where they needed to be?
Well, I think naturally with, LeBron being our leader, he sets the tone. But everybody's been around in the past few days. You can tell he's been locked in. I think he sets a tone for us naturally throughout the entire season. It's been that way, but even on another level now here going forward. So it's good to get the first one out the way. I think as time goes on and we get further down in the series, that will even be more so. But, I mean, he's a guy we look to in all different situations as far as also setting the tone.
Turner Sports Bleacher Report. LeBron, you've talked in the past about how the first game of series is kind of a feel-out game for you, and then you kind of get an idea of what you can do going forward. Was that sort of the process today, too? You got a sense of how they might play you and how you might attack it going forward?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. The first game is always a fill-out game and see how teams are going to play you, either both individually or as a team. You know, we've seen what type of pace this team plays with. You know, and when Isaiah Thomas comes to the game, their pace even, you know, goes up even higher. So, you know, it's a lot of things that we will watch film tomorrow when we go to practice and see the things that we can do better going in the game too. But I think our first test today was, we did a great job of just going out and play. You don't want to get too much into adjustments in game one. You want to kind of go out and just play and feel the game and see what happens. And I think for us, we went down early. You know, we made a run. We went up big. They made a run. And then we were standing and made some more plays. So, for a first game, for a young group, you know, for our first time being together on the playoff field, I think we did a successful job. But we need to be much better in game two, for sure, to win that game.
Josh Weir from the Canton Repositories for Kyrie and Kevin. Despite being accomplished players and you guys have been in big moments, but I mean, do you still feel a need to prove yourself on the postseason stage when you're coming into a game like this?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, we all have our egos. I mean, we all have things that we want to accomplish, but I think the biggest thing for us is, taking care of each other. The only thing that matters is throwing yourself into the game and being there for your teammates. In terms of all that proven, you know, we had all those expectations in the season. Who's going to have the ball? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? But now it's the postseason. It's the only thing that matters is winning with my brothers. Whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do. And I'm going to continue to have that attitude.
I mean, Kyrie hit it on the head. We got together before the game, before we ran out. Kendrick Perkins, went out there, set the tone for us early and just mentioned it doesn't matter about Kai, doesn't matter about Bron, doesn't matter about myself, everybody else. It's about the name on the front of the chest. It's about the Cavaliers and our brothers out there. And I think, Kyrie said it all.
Kyrie, you never looked like this was your first playoff game. Can you just describe the comfort level you had out there on the court?
Well, having 4 days, 4 days of preparation and being with my brothers and basically in the war room, just going over film, going to the game, you feel prepared. But I think the biggest adjustment for me going into game two is the, every single possession matters. And one little play, one box out, one and one here, you don't go out and contest, and you come to the bench and it's just like, I don't want to say I feel like I let my brothers down, but that feeling in your stomach, it's just you want to be better. And, I'm just glad I got game one out of the way, all the nerves and just coming out aggressive. But game two will definitely be an adjustment period. And like I said before, game one is strictly a learning experience. Glad we got the film out and now we get to go watch film and get better.
Sorry, Kyrie, Dave McVenham at ESPN.com. When you guys were in Memphis late in the season, Kevin had a big game, and both yourself and LeBron spoke at that point the importance of the big three kind of carrying you guys moving forward. And you guys have proven all year you can win in a variety of fashions. But in the last couple of days, you kind of went back to that narrative that the big three needs to set the tone. Why is that important, I guess? Can you describe it? And how is it, satisfying is it to have a win like this to start off the playoff run?
Well, I just think that the attitude that we all share. I mean, obviously, I think someone said before, we've all accomplished a lot. I mean, Bron, it's been a championship. He's a champion. Me and Kev, don't really have that experience. And, we're all learning from each other. But I think the biggest thing is that, you want that as a competitor. And as you prepare, get ready for the postseason, you want your best players to be at their best. And we set the tone on both ends of the floor. We set it mentally and, physically and mentally, we want to be there for everyone. And most importantly, there for each other, but we have to hold each other accountable. It's just as simple as it can be. We got together. We are the big three. We have the great players on this team, but we set the tone.